We're up to Perek Sheni, the second chapter of Hilchos Tefillah. In most standard Rambams, that will be on Daf Yud Beis. B'mei Rabban Gamliel, in the time of Rabban Gamliel, Rabu HaPikursim B'Yisrael, there were many heretics in Israel. By Matzirin L'Yisrael, they would make problems, make troubles to the Jews. Masisa Nosam Moshev Machri Hashem, they would try to influence them to turn away from God. This is referring to the various heretical groups, probably the Christians as well, who would try to undermine Judaism and win Jews away from the Torah. Kiven Shira, Shazu Gedola Mikol Tzarcha B'nei Adam, when Rabbi Gamliel saw that this was the greatest of all needs to maintain our spiritual integrity in the face of this harassment from the heretics, the Minim, Amadhu Beis Dino, so he and his court arose, Vizkin Brachachas, and he instituted a blessing, Shetia Bosheila, Malipni Hashem, that there should be a request from Hashem, La Beit Abakursim, to destroy the heretics. Kavo Sabatfila, he instituted this, established it in the Shemone Esrei prayer, Kishia Rucha Befi Akol, so it should be arranged in everyone's mouth. Nimtu Kol Bracha Shabatfila, Tisha Esrei Brachas. Therefore, it comes out that instead of the 18, we have 19 blessings in the Shemone Esrei. Halacha Beis, Chol Tfila Shabachal Yom, is Falal Adam Tisha Esrei Brachas, Eilu Ala Seder. Each prayer, each day, a person prays these 19 blessings in order. The Medvar Memorim, when does this apply? When his mind is concentrating and his tongue is able to fluently read. Avam Hayatard Vidachok, if he was busy and pressed. Or his tongue sort of is not able to pray at length and fluently. You should pray the first three blessings, and a middle blessing that is a summary of the middle 13, and the last three, when he fulfills his obligation. The following is the text of the blessing that's sort of a summary of the middle ones. Help us understand, Hashem our God, to know your ways. Circumcise our hearts to your fear. In the text of my Rambam, it reads, L'sloach heyelanu lios geulim, which doesn't, I don't think it's correct. In the Gemara, the version is, V'tislach lanu lios geulim. Forgive us so that we should be redeemed. And I assume that that's the proper text. V'chaknu m'machov, keep us far from pain, Rashneinu, Ushachneinu, B'naos Arteinu, give us the fullness and let us rest in the beauty of your land. When the folks from Abba Tikabates, gather together the dispersed from the four corners of the earth. V'tom B'datecha Yishafetu, those who err in your way should be judged. V'lasham Ton of Yedecha, and over the wicked you should lift up your hand. V'yismuchu Tzadikim B'vinyin Yirecha, let the righteous rejoice in the building of your city. V'tikan Echalecha, and the fixing of your palace, with smichas kerem David avdecha, and the coming to power of David your servant, v'richas nelav and Yishai mishichecha, and having the lamp of the son of Yishai your anointed one, ternikra, before we even call out atasana you will answer, kadav shenam as it says v'yatem yikrov v'niena, before they call out I shall answer, odim adavrim v'niyeshma, they are still speaking and I already hear. For you answer at all times, you redeem and save from all oppression. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Shomei Tefillah, who hears prayer. That's a summary. If you look carefully in this blessing, you'll see that each of the 13 blessings is summarized in three or four words. Halacha Dalet, the Medvar, Mamurim B'Mosachama. When can you say this shortened blessing in the summer? Avo B'Mosach Shomim, but in the wintertime, Einam Espal Havinenu, you cannot pray the Havinenu prayer. Because you have to request for rain in the blessing of the years, and there's no place for this in this blessing. On the night after Shabbos or Yom Tov, you do not pray Avinenu, because you have to say the Avdolah prayer on Chonin Adas, and that also has no place in this prayer. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you pray seven blessings in each of the Shemone Esrei, each of the prayers of the four prayers of the day. Sholosh Rishonos and Sholosh Achronos, the first three, as always, and the last three. Ubracham Tzoras Me'en Osayom, and the middle blessing on the subject of that day. Shabbos is chosma bebracha emtzoyes mekadosh haShabbos. On Shabbos, you conclude the middle blessing with the words, who sanctifies the Shabbos. Ubergolam chosma ba mekadosh yisroel vazmanim. And on the holidays, you finish, you seal off the blessing, who sanctifies Israel and the times. Mahayah Shabbos Yom Tov, if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, chosma ba mekadosh haShabbos yisroel vazmanim. Then you seal, end off by saying, who sanctifies the Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the times. Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, chosma ba, you end it. The king of the whole world who sanctifies Israel on the day of remembrance. If it was on a Shabbos, you conclude it, the king of the whole world who sanctifies the Shabbos and Israel on the day of remembrance. Halach above, the Medrash, and when do we say this with Tfilas Arvus and Shachris and Mincha? Concerning the evening, morning, and afternoon prayer. Aval Tfilas HaMusaf and Shorosh Hashanah, Abad on the Musaf, prayer of Rosh Hashanah, Mispal Teisha Brachos. There are nine blessings. Shalosh Rishonos, the first three. Shalosh Achronos, the last three. Shokol Yom of every day. The Shalosh Emtzoyos, and then there's the three middle ones. Yishonim Emtzoyos and Yonah Malchios. The first of the middle deals with the divine kingship. Shneir Achronos, the second with the remembrance. Shlishis, the third is Shofros, deals with the theme of Shofar. The Chosim B'Cholach, Mehen Minyana. Each one has a ending related to its subject. Halacha Zayin. Yom Kippur and Mispalel b'chol tefillah b'chomesh tefillah sheva brachos. In Yom Kippur, on each of the five prayers of the day, you say seven blessings. Shalosh Hashanos, Shalosh Achronos, Vemtzayos Mein Hayom, the first three, the last three as usual, and the middle one on the subject of the day of Yom Kippur. B'chosim b'chol achas mehen, and you end each one of them. Melech al kol haaretz, the king of the whole world, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Yom Kippurim, who sanctifies Israel and Yom Kippur. B'chol yis b'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, Chosim b'chol tefillah mehen. You conclude each of the prayers, Melech HaKol HaAretz, Mekadosh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim, the king of the whole world who sanctifies Shabbos and Israel and Yom Kippur. Halacha Ches, the Medrash Memorim B'Yom Tzom Shekol Shana V'Shana. This applies on the Yom Kippur of every year. Of Yom Tzom Shel Shnas HaYovel, on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, the 50th Jubilee year, Mispal Tzul HaMusaf M'Teisha Brachos K'moshim Mispal B'Musaf Rosh Hashanah. You pray on Musaf, the same nine blessings that you pray of, on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The most in the Brachos Atzma, they're the exact same ones. The Apostle Yosef, no more, no less. In Spalanos and Elvis Manshiyovel, no. This applies only in the time of the when the Yovel applies, and those laws no longer apply. Lachates, Bechol Tfilah, Mat Tfilah, Spaseach, Kodom, Levracha, Rishona, Hashem, Svasei, Tiftech, Ophiyagit, Yelasecha. In each of the Shemoneh Esreis, you begin before the first blessing by quoting the sentence, Hashem, open up my lips and my mouth will relate your praises. Shechosim b'sof ha'tfilah, when he ends at the end of the prayer, Omer, he says, Yiyula ratzon emethi, the Gomer, may the words of my mouth be according to your will, be acceptable, and so on. V'achekach tzor l'achorav, then he takes the steps backwards. Yud, v'rash yechadashim b'chol shemoed nesfal ar v'shachas amincha teisha esri brachas, and Rosh Chodesh and chol moed, you daven the three regular prayers of evening, morning, and afternoon, with the 19 blessings, Kishar Yalom, like every other day. The Olam Bavoda, Lekev, Lekev, Sinai, Yalav, Yavo. But he adds in the blessing of Avoda, the blessing that begins with Ritzei, the special prayer of Yalav, Yavo. Musaf, on Musaf, Becholosh HaMoed, Nispal, Tfilas, on Musaf, Kosh HaSpal, B'Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed, you say the same Musaf prayer that you would on Yom Tov. Rosh HaChadashim, on Rosh Chodesh, on the new moon, Nispal, Sheva, Brachos, you pray seven blessings. Shalosh Rishonos, Shalosh Achronos, Vemtzoyos, Mein Karban Rosh Chodesh. It's regular first three and last three. And the middle one related to the sacrifice of the new moon. Chosim Ba, you concluded, Mekadosh Yisrael, Rosh HaChadoshim, who sanctifies Israel and the new moons. Halacha Yud Aleph. Shabbos Shechol B'Chol HaShemoed, if Shabbos falls at Chol HaMoed, B'Chem Rosh Chodesh, Chol Yis B'Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh, it falls on a Shabbos, B'Spal Arvus, B'Shabbos HaMincha, Sheva Brachos, you daven the same prayers for evening, morning, and afternoon, the seven blessings, Kishah Shabbos is like the other Shabbos, in Yom Yalav Yavo, Bavoda, and you say the prayer of Yalav Yavo in the blessing of Avoda, in Ritzei, the Musaf Maschel B'Brach HaMtzayis, Binyan Shabbos. Musaf, the middle blessing, you start talking about Shabbos. Umashim Binyan Shabbos, you also have more later on about the Shabbos. Yom Uktushas Yom B'Amtza, but in the middle of the blessing, you also talk about Rosh Chodesh, the holiness of that day. The Chosim Bani concludes the blessing, Rosh HaChadoshim, also mentioning Rosh Chodesh. And he says, Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Rosh HaChadoshim, who sanctifies Israel, Shabbos and Israel and the new moons. Chol Shemoed, on Chol Hamoed, Chosin Bayit includes Kamoshu Chosin B'Yom Tov, Shcholiyas V'Shabbos, just like on Yom Tov that falls on a Shabbos. Beis V'Yom Tov Shcholiyas Becha B'Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday, Spal B'Bruch Revias B'Layla, so there's a special blessing. In the fourth blessing at night, that is to say, the night of Motzoi Shabbos, of Saturday night, which is also Yom Tov, you say the special blessing. You let us know your righteous laws. You taught us to do the statutes of your will. You gave us the holiness of the Shabbos, the glory of the holiday, the celebration of the festival. Between the sanctity of the Shabbos and the sanctity of the Yom Tov, you separated. And the seventh day from the 6 days of work, you sanctified. You sanctified, separated and sanctified your people Israel with your holiness. Then you go on and say, you gave us, Hashem our God, holidays for joy, and the festivals and times for happiness. So in other words, the Vatzodiyanim prayer is sort of a Havdalah that separates between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Motzoi Shabbos, Motzoi Yom Tov Shol, Kol Hashana Mavdol Batachonin, Alfa Pishu Mavdol Alakos. On Motzoi Shabbos, the night after Shabbos, Saturday night, and Motzoi Yom Tov, the night after the Yom Tov, of all year you say a Havdalah, a blessing in Atachonin, or you incorporate Havdalah in the blessing of Atachonin, even though you're going to say Havdalah on a cup of wine anyway afterwards. Yitgimel B'chanaga B'Purim Masivim Havdalah Nisim. In Chanak and Purim you add in the blessing of Hodah, of Modim, the prayer al Nisim. Shabbos Chol Elias B'chanaka. If Shabbos falls on Chanukah, Masker Al Nisim B'Musaf Kon Shemasker B'Shat Tfilas. You mention Al Nisim in the Musaf prayer, just like you mention it in the other prayers. Yidalet B'mei Atayinis Afilu Yochet Shesana Mosif B'Shemei Tfilah Neinu V'Chulu. On a fast day, even an individual is fasting, adds the special prayer of Aneinu in the blessing of Shemei Tfilah. Shech Tzibra Omra Brach B'fnei Atzma. The Chazan says this prayer as a separate, or this prayer as a separate blessing. Ben Gol or Rofe, between the blessing Gol Yisrael and Rofe Chol Emor Yisrael. And you end it, Ha'ona Beis Tzara, or in one version of Moshiach, who answers in the time of Tzara, of affliction, and who says. Nitzaspal Lesson Brachos, therefore, on that day, the Chazan says 20 blessings. B'tisha B'av, Masifim B'vonu Yishlayim, and Tisha B'av, Uyed, and B'vonu Yishlayim, Racham Hashem Akinu, Aleinu B'al Yisrael, Amechav, Yishlayim, Rechav, Al-Ir, Avela, V'chulu. Have compassion, Hashem, our God, on us, on Israel, your people, on Jerusalem, your city, and on the city which is in mourning, etc. Tesvav. Kol yimozeg shom memomu bebrocha shnia merda geshem, bimosacham merda tol. In the rainy season, in the second blessing, you say merda geshem, Hashem who makes it rain, and in the summer season, you say merda tol, who makes the dew come down. From when on do you say Merida Geshem? You start with the Musaf prayer of the last day of Sukkot until the morning prayer of the first day of Pesach. And starting with the Musaf of the first day of Pesach, you switch, since it's considered summer, to Merida Tol. Starting with the seventh day of Cheshvan, you ask for rain in the blessing of the year, which you request to give rain to the land, and you continue doing so as long as you mention the rain. In other words, all the way till Pesach. Mevedrim, a more moment, you say this Beret Yisrael. This applies in Israel. In Babylonia, in Syria, in Egypt, and other places nearby that are similar to them, we ask for rain. They don't need the rain as early as they do in Israel. They ask for rain 60 days after the onset of the season of Tishrei, of the fall season. Some places that need rain, even in the summer, like the distant islands, they do ask for rain, but not in the Birchas Hashanim, since in Israel and most other lands it's not the time for rain there in the summer, but they do ask it as a separate request in the blessing of Shomei Tefillah. Yom Tov Shnei Yamim, those places that make a second day of Yom Tov, the places outside of Israel. Omer Moed Hageshem b'tfilas Musaf shol yom rishon shol shmini atzeres. You start saying Moed Hageshem in the Musaf, the first Musaf of the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres. Uspal v'alach kol yimasek shomim, and you continue for the rest of the rainy season with the Moed Hageshem. Yuches. Kalashana kula chosim b'bracha shlishis akel hakadosh. All of the rest of the year you end the third blessing with the words akel hakadosh. U'birchas eshtei esrei melech oev tzedakah mishpat. And the 11th blessing ends with the king who loves righteousness and justice. The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah until after Yom Kippur, Chosim b'Shlishis Hamelach Hakadosh. You end the third one with Hamelach Hakadosh, the Holy King. U'Bashtei Esrei, and the 11th one, Hamelach Hamishpat, the King of Justice. Yitaz Yesh Mekom Shnagel Osa B'Says Yom Melu B'Brocha Rishona Zochenu L'Chaim Chulu. Some places they have the custom of adding in the 10 days, in the first blessing, the sentence beginning Zochenu L'Chaim. U'Bishniya Michamocha V'Rachmim, in the second blessing, they have the sentence beginning with Michamocha V'Rachamim. Ubehodam, in the blessing of Modim, Zecharech Mecha V'Chulu. That's a longer version of what we say, Chsov L'Chaim Tovim. Umasiv M'Brach Achron, and the last blessing they have, B'Sefer Chaim V'Chulu. The paragraph beginning with the Sefer Chaim. There's some places that in all of the 10 days of Tshuva, they add B'Brach Shlishis and the third blessing of V'Chein Tein Pachtecha V'Chein V'Chulu. That whole series of paragraphs beginning with the V'Chein Tein Pachtecha. They said that all of the 10 days. Avo Rosh Hashanah b'yom Kippurim, but on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur proper, minik pashatul, there the custom is spread everywhere, l'hosev b'shlishis, to add in the third blessing of b'chein tein pachtecha v'chulu, the paragraphs beginning with b'chein tein pachtecha.